Good morning. It is Thursday, October the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, Sower Nation, it's going to be a good day. We'll be headed back from Georgia to Gillette today, and we'll give you a full report soon on all the goings on this journey we've been on. Let's get going this morning, though, consecrating ourselves unto the Lord, opening up the shop, if you will, unlocking the doors, turning on the lights, getting the music playing. Here we go. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today is entitled, As Long as Moses Held Up His Hands. Onward, Christian soldiers. Our text is Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 to 13. Hear now the word of the Lord. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. The Israelites' wilderness struggle goes next level today. They run into a bona fide enemy, the dreaded Amalekites. Moses, taps his lay leader, Joshua, Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Now, watch what Moses does. Tomorrow, I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. Joshua must have thought, Hang on, Pastor. Isn't that your job? Shouldn't you be going to the battlefield to swing the staff of God while we go to the bleachers, mountain, to pray for you? I know. That's eisegesis, a reading of my own agenda into the text. I'm calling my own foul, and whether the text supports my point or not, we all know the point is on point. While I am a deep appreciator of ordained clergy people, men and women. I am one. I think the system many of our churches have devolved into has become toxic for the whole people of God. It's why the proverbial Amalekites are running up the score against our local churches, towns, and cities for the past too many years to count. Can we be honest about something? The church doesn't have lay people. The church is lay people. if I hear one more person say anything to the effect of, I'm just a layperson, I'm going to swat you with the staff of God. And I know it's not your fault, lay people. It's the system and church culture many of us find ourselves in. Too often when a layperson tries to get in the game, which effectively means starting a new game, they get the Heisman, the stiff arm. Not so much from the leadership, but from the model. It's not the clergy's fault either, really. It's the broken model's fault. To be clear, though, I'm not advocating for a new model, as though a model could somehow solve the problem. We've seen too much of that. What we need is the army on the field, with everyone playing their distinctive part, lay and clergy, in the work of sowing for great awakening. To be clear, I'm not talking about church programs and activities here, but the movement of God's mission into all the places in a community in the world. It takes the whole church to go. I'm talking about a bona fide New Testament expression of church. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. This past Sunday, during a children's sermon, I asked them about the big football game on the prior Friday night. Then I asked them what the football team did every other day leading up to the game. They replied, they practiced. Then I asked the children a ponderous question. What do you think Sunday morning church or Sunday morning at church is? Is it the big game or is it practice? They mostly agreed Sunday morning was the big game. To be fair, Ruby did say she thought Sunday morning was practice. I told them I saw it differently. I said Sunday morning is practice. The big game is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the field was all the places their lives took them. On Sunday morning, we practice by getting our lives into the shape of worship, into the shape of Jesus. And then we live that out the rest of the week. That's the big game. If you want to win, you have to go to practice. But you don't win at practice. You win on the field of play. I love to remind my church regularly, if you want to win the week, you got to win Sunday. You got to go to practice. If you want to win the day, you got to win the morning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. People of God, the action is not at the church. The game is on the field. Parents, we need you on the field, at home, praying with your children, at bedtime, at breakfast, and talking together about the Word of God, everywhere in between. Students, we need you at school, on the field, being salt and light, and making sure kids aren't excluded or left behind. Teachers, we need you at school, exuding the mercy of God, and being sanctuary space for the Holy Spirit, for your colleagues and your students. Doctors, we need you on the field, in the big game, moving in the fullness of God's healing power at your clinics and hospitals, praying for divine intervention in your every decision and prescription, and exuding faith, hope, and love. Lawyers, we need you as beacons of justice and mercy, in the game, on the field, confounding the courts and judges with the wisdom of heaven in your pleadings, and the peace of God in your dispositions and depositions. Farmers, we need you in the fields, in the big game, with your laborers, and caring for them as you care for your own families. Christians, we need you in the nursing homes and the recovery centers and the jails and the children's group homes, not occasionally but regularly. On the field, in the big game, sowing the truth and love of God. And pastors and church leaders, we need you in the big game, up early every day, taking your place on Prayer Mountain, lifting your hands over the scattered army of God's people. We need you interceding, prophesying, praying, and groaning with the Spirit for the revelation of the sons and daughters of God all over the community, for the kingdom of heaven to come on earth in both ordinary and supernatural fashion. And we need to see you on the field, coming alongside and encouraging sowers, turning up at the hospital and the courtroom and the school pep rally and the lunchroom. You are coaching, cheering, diagramming plays on the spot, encouraging, and always loving. As for me, I'll be your Aaron on Monday and your Her on Tuesday, and I'll see you on the field. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. Would you deliver me from being a spectator in the stands and put me in the big game of worshiping God in my everyday life? And would you deliver me from, we're still just kind of caught in just the COVID-19 syndrome of just kind of going to church when it feels good. And maybe we'll go once or twice a month, but deliver us from that just sort of casualness about church that came with COVID, and deliver us into the mentality of like, I got to get to practice. I got to get to the team. I got to learn some new plays and develop some new encouragement approaches and learn some songs I can sing on the field and some prayers I can pray in the dugout and at the locker room of my everyday life. Deliver us from that casual approach to church and back into like the army of God. Yes, Lord. I want my life to count. It's the only one I have. Would you wake me up and give me a share in a great awakening? It'll be for my good. It'll be for others' gain. It'll be for your glory. And to that we sing, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Our journal prompts today, what do you make of this shift in mindset from Sunday as the big game to Sunday as the essential practice to play the big game of the other 6 days? What about the shift from the action being at the church to the action being on the field? We're going to sing in a minute one of the classic songs. We don't really sing it much anymore. 472. There have been some people, I think, over the years kind of complain that this is too militaristic. I'm like, come on. We're not singing about shooting guns at people. We're talking about the cross of Jesus and the love of God. It's like the church is the army of God. And get over your aversion, if you have it, to a military metaphor. Come on, church. We're going to sing all five verses. But just one more brief word today before we get there. You know, I wish I would have had a whole nother 20 minutes to talk about Aaron and Hur and Moses and lifting his hands and the battle being won when his hands were lifted, the staff of God over the army, and just the need to pray. And the fact that, you know, even though I kind of the way I framed it was putting the pastor, the church leaders in the place of Moses, in the place of Aaron and Hur, you know, we are a kingdom of priests now. This is post-ascension of Jesus. And so we're all priests, pastors and laity alike. And we need to hold each other's arms up. We need to pray for each other. We need to develop ways and means of doing that faithfully, daily, weekly. Holding up our hands over the church of God, over our brothers and sisters who are on the field every day. There's just something there about prayer and winning. And not that somehow if it all depends on our prayers, but there's a sense in which that's the way that we participate. I don't know. You get what I'm trying to say. All right. Are you ready to sing? Onward, Christian soldiers. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Christians, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, like a mighty army moves the church of God. Christians, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we. One in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never 'gainst that church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, which can never fail. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, then, ye people, Join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Amen. I haven't sang that one in a long time. I'm glad we did it. Thanks for singing with me. I could hear you out there. Listen, gang, it's time to get your seeds. We got to hit the fields today. We got to hit the fields, okay? My hands are lifted up over you. You lift your hands up over me. Raise the staff of the cross. Stretch out your hands. Let's declare the victory of the love of God in Jesus Christ on the fields today in the big game. I'll see you out there. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.